Greetings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Horror. I'm Daniel Shine. That's Todd Loya. Pugs Dread.
Sup, bitches?
And Mike Kruger.
What's up, you sick motherfuckers?
So we are here tonight to talk about a brand new film that's available today on premium VOD, and that is Promising Young Woman from director Emerald Fennell. And this one, after her life is thrown off course by a tragic event, a once promising young woman, played by Carey Mulligan, leads a double life at night.
That title is a lie. The middle word in that sentence, you're kidding me.
Well, I think that is, at the time when she was in the medical school, she would have been, you know.
Yeah. That makes more sense. Okay.
It isn't as young as Dan likes him. Let's just say
that's
that.
Fucked up. Can I just ask first, before we get into this movie, how does the fucking Kurgan and Miss Stifler give birth to her? Doesn't make any sense to me, but we'll get into it. So Kruger, I sense that you've got your favorite movie of 2021. We'll see if it survives to the best of.
Yeah, well, just first off, I'm going to say this whole movie is 100% your worst nightmare, Dan. so now that's out of the way, this movie's well shot, and it does have really good cinematography. I'll give it that. It's also pretty well acted. The actors are honestly all really good. The side characters we get are okay, but they definitely fit a narrative that was a little convoluted with its message. I think the movie was aware about how convoluted its message was at times, though, which I will say is better than most super feminist films. Like, it is self-aware that our main character is flawed, and I appreciated that perspective rather than the usual women right, men wrong fucking theme. Our main character, for me, though, she's extremely unlikable, as well as hypocritical as fuck. Unfortunately, also, like, all the other characters, with the exception of, you know, Dr. Octopus as the defense lawyer and McLovin playing the sleazeball, everybody else I just couldn't stand, because it was either super extreme toxic behavior or so submissive to our main character Cassandra's bullshit. It was kind of pitiful. We get some twists and turns that are honestly extremely predictable. I watched this with the family, and my fiance was calling shit right before it happened. And the ending is honestly lackluster at best. This honestly had a lot of potential, though. I think this could have been really cool if maybe they threw some horror elements in the climax, or just horror elements throughout it.
This was a horror film to me, so
I know it was for you, but I just wish it would have been a little bit more than me. I have the chick cutting people's dicks off or something, you know what I mean? I would have preferred her going around castrating rapists than what we ended up getting. And that kind of made for a pretty dreadful feminist drama experience for me. It was self-aware, but like I said, at the end, it made me fucking really want to watch something else, because I was hoping it was going to be one of those movies that had like a really strong climax, and it just didn't for me. I mean, it's gonna be cool for some people. I can see young women enjoying this movie, but for a, you know, guy of my age and just a guy in general that doesn't really care for this feminist bullshit, I didn't like it. So that's all I got to say about that one. Pugs, I'm curious what you have to say.
Before I go any further, Kruger, did you like Black Dan? Because I actually liked Black Dan in this movie. He was awesome. I want a spinoff of just his, what he's got to say. For me, I did not like the main character. She was a pain in the ass. Fucking just a drag. And like, I get it. You went through some trauma. Well, vicariously went through some trauma. The second act, when it was more of a rom-com, I loved it. There's a scene where they have, I'll just spoil this part, a Paris Hilton song. And I was like, I like that song too. It opens up with a Spice Girls song. So it's hitting like certain parts of my character that I enjoy. Shockingly, I do like pop music. But this is rather mixed. Like, yeah, convoluted, I think Kruger said. It's a little hollow at times with bright fucking colors. And I don't know. The ending is trash. Like, you just missed the mark entirely because of what happened. And I'll go into that in spoilers. I know it sounds like I'm shitting on the movie, but I really enjoyed the second part. I wish there was more of that shit. I don't think this is a must-see, but I do know there's going to be a hardcore fan, a hardcore audience, and this movie is going to be like a cult classic to some. So, good for them. Not for me. I don't think I'll revisit this again, but not a must-see, if I'm being honest. A little too me too for me.
I thought that ending was very daring when the poor good guys, what happens to M at the very end.
Dude, so. That knee, when, you know what? I'm not even going to do it till after.
But I know, yeah. She's going after these poor young men. This was a horror film. So.
Set up, yeah. Entrapment. What is it, honey potting?
But, no, I agree with everything you said. It looked great. I did still have, like, you know, you mentioned the romantic comedy elements in the middle and the stuff. So I like that for the setup for what we eventually get. But I'm still kind of unsure how I really feel about this. Mm-hmm. I did enjoy it. And I was kind of unsure. I mean, I'd made some jokes here and there but I was excited to watch it. That wasn't a joke. The message was a little too out there. Subtlety is not something this generation is used to. So everything is fucking hit you over the head with the hammer.
It's a garlic sandwich.
See, this is how you do subtlety or put a message in a movie. I'm going to use the ultimate example, Dawn of the Dead. If you want to, you get the message and the consumerism and all that shit, but you can watch that and not give a shit about it and just watch the movie. It's not like that's like in there, but
I feel like that's true art when you're able to do stuff like that. When you're like, even like, I don't know, even like super feminist movies, like I Spit on Your Grave. Like, it's just, it's hard for me to get behind a character when it's just so like all men are pigs, everybody is trash, and it's just like, even we do get some characters in here that are redeemable and they don't necessarily fit that narrative, but then they're so submissive, it's just like, you're not a fucking like actual person, you're just somebody that's being looked at through a feminist eyes, in my opinion.
I did enjoy the bachelor party scene, though.
Yeah, I think...
feminist, Dan, I am curious to hear your stance.
As the super submissive guy on the panel.
Fuck you, Dad.
Yeah, the head boy of the group,
This one, if you're going in expecting I Spit on Your Grave, get that out of your head now. It's very light stuff. It's not, quite frankly, it's not for me. It's not made for me. Now, it's not a horrible movie. Carey Mulligan's a very good actress, as you pointed out, not the most likable character. And it's hit you over the fucking head with the mallet. I mean, there's some moments where it's too long. I mean, the movie clocks in at close to 2 hours. It felt like three. There's not enough story there. There were a few moments. Number one, I might have not totally changed my opinion, but if this had ended a little earlier, which I'll talk about more in spoilers, and just ended like that, I might have been like, holy fuck, this movie has balls. But they did
ovaries, Dan. Ovaries.
It could have also, there were some moments like, I get it. All right, this one's not going for the extreme horror. But there were some fucked up moments I think they could have highlighted a little bit more.
Yeah.
As it is, she just kind of confronts, you know, it's just like whines at these. She has more whining than Charles Bronsoning.
That was the thing for me too, Dan, is like the reason I brought up I Spit on Your Grave is because it's a great revenge film. And that's kind of what was sold as. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, a lot of the revenge going like the main, there's a main story here, but a lot of the things that are going on that are revenge, like, we don't even know what the fuck she's doing to these people.
Yeah, her little book is bullshit.
Yeah, it's like, okay, so she put one guy, like, she marked his tally in black, but the other guy's in red. So what the fuck did she do to him? Yeah, and they never showed.
That's a spoiler.
Yeah.
I do want to say calling it a revenge picture is a bit of a stretch. There's a revenge element to it. But I know, and Dan, you mentioned Death Wish. No, this is not like a Peppermint or a Death Wish.
No.
That would have made it more entertaining. I think.
That's a different movie. Yeah. So it's not the same genre. It's unfair to like throw it in that.
Well, I get what you're saying. I think maybe this is what would pass as entertainment for like a 14-year-old girl. And I'm not saying that to be an asshole.
I disagree with that. And Dan, don't talk about 14-year-old girls.
Yeah, you know what, motherfucker. The FBI already got you twice. Like, come on.
I think you're going way too low in age.
Maybe women in general, but I don't even want to say. I think there's like
14-year-old normal 14-year-old teenagers aren't watching movies about rape. Yeah. I mean, unless they were us, but you know what I mean?
I remember when I was a 14-year-old
girl. Oh, I do too. Dude, I remember discovering Cannibal Holocaust, but I'm just saying, like, yeah. I think that's a little low, but I do get what you mean though. Like this does have an audience out there. I do see people really enjoying this movie, especially I think its strongest factor is it does look really good. Like it's a well shot film, but
you know what? Just, even though it's rated R, I do think it's safe enough for a 14-year-old. Maybe there's just like some language bear, doesn't even say the F word. I don't even fucking remember.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Okay, that's probably why we got an R. The R is like unnecessary.
I don't know. I'm the type of person where I don't know necessarily if 14-year-olds should be watching rape, but to each their own. You know what I mean?
You could get. I think people like us could get the same thing out of this movie as watching a news report on NBC. I mean, I get your message, but it's not a very good movie.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, I thought it's funny you have Max Greenfield pop up, who's normally like squeaky clean, as kind of like the, in the finale, he's the buddy that helps him. Yeah, I'm trying not to get too spoilers.
He's ride or die.
Yes, but if you know him from the neighborhood sitcom, or I think he was a New Girl also, definitely totally, you know, different character for him. So that was kind of funny. Oh, we didn't the Alison Brie stuff. I actually really like that stuff. I mean, I am a fan of hers, but like
harder though.
Like
go harder.
There's parts that are like really, really cool. And like I think it would have had another pass, maybe it would have been like better for us.
I think that's your guys all your problem. It wasn't harder, but that's not the movie it is trying to be.
No, I understand, but like a little more backstory because like well, I'll wait for spoilers, but I get where you're coming from, Todd, but like it's still a misfire for me.
Yeah. We definitely have spoiler talk. Yeah,
let's rate this and then we'll get spoilers.
All right. So we rate on a scale from 0 to 5 stars. Kruger, where's that 5, man? Hold it up.
I love how you're fucking completely throwing it to me like I hate women, but I'm the one engaged. Anyways, fucking I'm the 1.5. It could have been way better, and I really think this movie had a lot of potential there. I really wish they would have threw some horror elements in there. I think that could have did it a lot more justice with the message it was trying to relay. But in the end, it's very convoluted, and I can't give it more than a 1.5 because it didn't make a good experience for me. So, Pugs, what do you rate this?
I know it seems like I was talking shit on the movie, but like the second act, I really did like. I kind of wish it was a rom-com. So I was going back and forth between a 2.5 and a 3, and I'm going to be generous today. It's going to get a 3.
I'm a 3 also. It's like, I know it's kind of like, well, we want these more horror elements, but we kind of already had that with like Spit on Your Grave 3. But this version with more horror elements, it would have been a different movie, and I think we all would have probably rated it higher. Well, depending how they push that message on you, but So, Dan, what did you think? I know we know love women.
It's not Black Christmas annoying there, which I would recommend to no one. There might be an audience for this one. The actors are good. I'm a one. I'm not the audience for this movie. So take that for what you will.
I wish it was a little more Law and Order SVU.
Mm. I think that would have could have been cool. I think also, like, there's characters, like, you know, I really wanted to see more of Dr. Octopus. I'm just saying, he's such a good actor, and the character he was playing, I fell for. Yeah. I was, like, literally the only character I fell for the whole fucking movie, and I wanted a little bit more from him. Or, you know, just more substance, honestly. Like, maybe give us more of the story, like, you guys were saying, like, show us more of what's going on. Like, my whole thing is, if you're gonna make rape horrific and make us uncomfortable when those things are happening, I think it gets the message across harder and better.
There is one part. Well, you know, we need to get over the spoiler wall so I can say it. So,
yeah,
hold on, Dan.
Patreon.com/FleshWoundFeatures, where you can support us at just starting at $1. There is new stuff up there, and we go pretty hard. So check it out, FleshWoundFeatures.com, and like, share, and subscribe here on YouTube.
And for the people listening, now is the time to check out and come back after, because spoilers are about to begin.
There we go.
I real quick before I forget it, the thing I was talking about, I thought it was like when Alison Brie brings the phone with the video, I thought it was, because I know, yes, there's part of it that, you know, you want to see what she's saying, but I thought it was effective the way they did it. And did everyone know that did everyone know that the boyfriend was on it?
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to make sure everyone, that was fairly obvious. I never know with Dan.
Fair enough.
But I don't know. There's just something, the way that they did it, they presented it, I thought was really cool. That may just be really
like. No, I think that part is cool, because it's kind of like, you know, a MacGuffin a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you don't know what actually the act was. But to me, I really wanted to see somebody try to rape Cassandra and her just stab him in the neck with a pen.
I just I love what she does to Alison Brie. She thinks she got fucked.
Oh,
damn.
Oh, shit. Oh, my problem, I think, was like, I didn't care enough about any of these characters. So I wasn't invested enough to give a shit. Seeing it off screen, like the video, that's a very Law and Order SVU move. And in Law and Order SVU, I care about most of these people because they're written better. So I think that's probably like my big thing. But I don't even know if I should. Yeah, with the fucking Mayweather at the end. Not Mayweather. Is it? Floyd. George Floyd. Did I not? The George Floyd at the end, I was actually rooting for the Todd in the situation. I'm like, you fucking bitch, and it's your fault. You should have cuffed them both. And
you know what? If I'm just gonna say it like this, he gave her what she wanted.
Yeah, I think she. I think she honestly wanted that, because she wanted to die for sure. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, because to me, I think she. I think the reason I said this is a little bit more self-aware than most feminist films is because I think there's a point where Cassandra realizes, I just had a girl for 3 weeks think that she got raped, and I'm doing some really fucked up shit now. And I think she comes to a slight realization of that. And that's why I said it was a little bit more self-aware. I just wish shit would have went harder. It would have been cool. And the one thing I do have to say, though, is like, when she did sit up that chick, you know, she went to college with to pretend like, you know, she thought she got raped. I was like, all right, this message is completely convoluted at this point, because now she just like made this girl think the worst possible thing that could happen to you in life happened to her for 3 weeks, when she's the one having so much sympathy for a friend that didn't, I think, possibly killed herself.
For a second believe that, though.
What do you mean?
I never for a second believe that she would let that dude rape her in that hotel room, or when she picked up the daughter and took her to the diner. Never for one second did I believe that this bitch would let these people get
hurt. I would have liked it better, honestly, if she did. And I just would have liked it better if it just made her such a flawed character that she would like be so hypocritical to do that to herself. I don't know. I would have liked that better.
Wanted them to feel the way her and Nina felt at the time.
Can you imagine if they ended with her getting killed and they just went to credits?
Oh my God, that would have been the fucking best.
I thought, I was like, man, this movie's got fucking balls if it just ends. Can you imagine, like, if more people were in the theater and you got all these women, like,
that's just Dan's fantasy that he could just kill a bitch and get fucking rid of her.
I
would like that more.
There were moments like at the beginning I thought, like, I hope this goes hard, and it never did. Because as you said, she's not very likable, and Carey Mulligan's a great actress. I mean, Drive, I mean, she's amazing. Yeah. But it needed, like you said, like the scene, I didn't think they were going to do that either, but when she was making her think that they were in the room with her daughter, I was like, holy shit, I know they're not going to go there, but if they did, wow. Like, wow.
The only other thing I have to say for spoilers is there's 100% confirmation for me that Ryan gets pegged in the ass for sure.
Oh, I liked Ryan. He deserves better.
All right. He could be likable, but he definitely takes it in the ass. Like, he drank that bitch's spit way too fast.
I mean, she
drank worse.
Definitely pre-COVID. Oh, that's how it should have ended, if they could have like tacked on an ending where he's just like on a ventilator or something fucked up. But
see, that would have been way funnier. But honest to God, man, like, I'm sorry. It would be a cold day.
Too soon, still in the middle of it.
The whole heartfelt thing, though, with the chain, the necklace, when she gives it to I forgot her name, but the black lady from Orange Is the New Black, like, and then they find that part. She gives him her name, and then Nina was almost burned with the rest of the body. I'm like, okay, if I would have felt this way more throughout the movie, I probably would have liked it a whole lot more, but.
Yeah, dude, she was honestly like one of the best things about the movie. Yeah, like, when she was just like, how many kids have you killed? Like, such a good, like, she's awesome. I love her. And honestly, I want to see her in horror movies. I think she would do really well in those.
She was in the Rocky Horror Pit. Yeah, it's horrible, she did
play Dr. Frankenfurter.
Just because there's horror in the title, Dan, doesn't make it a horror film.
That's horror.
That's a genre favorite, though.
It's a genre, yeah, but
it's a genre. Yeah, I wouldn't consider Rocky Horror Picture Show a horror film.
Rocky.
and Little Shop of Horrors also has in the title, not a horror film.
I get, find one good review of that, of her Rocky Horror. It is hard. Like,
I'm not going to take the time for that.
Everybody fucking hated it. But yeah, I guess in closing for me, it's just,
so no spoilers.
This one didn't, it doesn't break your heart. It's a drama. Yeah, that's it. No spoilers. That's all I got.
Fucking, I love how he hears you and just continues to talk and doesn't acknowledge
your closing thought. But
Black Lives Matter, Dan.
Yeah, Dan.
He doesn't know how to respond now.
I know. So yes, guys, probably not a movie for you. And well, we did our plugging. So on that note, does
anybody else have a final thought? Damn you, asshole.
I'm tagging. Tag final thoughts. Everybody's going to say no.
The thing I will say about this film is I do see audience out there liking it, but all right, so the cover looks like it, like, I'm just gonna straight out say it. The poster art looks like there may be some horror elements in there. There isn't, so don't expect that fucking at all. If you want a Lifetime movie, this may be a good one for you. But other than that, it can fuck off for me.
Yeah, the trailer is very deceiving, but
really, I think we got exactly what the trailer showed.
When I say deceiving is for the horror elements, because that movie that they advertised looked way more horror than the movie we got. But yes, I'm going to agree with you too, because it is the movie we were promised. However, deceiving on the horror parts.
Yeah, definitely.
And Dan's still mad they weren't young enough.
This bitch is 1 year older than I am, and she's fucking whatever. I'm not going to get into that. I guess she's okay looking.
Was her hair a little too curly for you? No, that shit was straight.
Yeah, she's just and I would not hit. Never mind. Not for me.
you know what we totally forgot about though?
What's that?
Fucking McLovin. McLovin did play a decent little slime ball. I kind of want to see McLovin just perving on some chicks in the movie.
I don't think he's reaching out
to mentor him. You need to be his Yoda type.
I just like the line when she tells him, "You got points for not putting your fingers in."
So, no, for waking her up, breaking her up. And there are some decent dudes out there, but there are also a lot of fucking scumbags. So if you take anything away from this movie, be careful with who you trust.
Watch out for Dan's with hats.
Did that bother you a little bit? Because this one I thought was the point of the story. Every dude's a complete piece of shit.
The only guy that was redeemable was fucking mortuary collector motherfucker that was the dad.
He probably was doing it
too. That table scene was funny.
There'll be a prequel, and he's like,
every guy piece of shit thing, Dan. It's every guy that took her home is going to fall in that piece of shit.
Dan felt attacked. That's all
I know, because that's what they were trying to do. If there would have been someone taking her home and nothing happened, why would we be? If there was a true nice guy in this situation, why would we need to see that?
I felt with this one, it's like every guy's a piece of shit and you need to
they are.
We're not all pieces of shit.
We can
be. You are, Dan, so shut the fuck up. You're
single.
Not everyone. All right.
Yes, you're just a different color shit. Wait. That was
what the fuck's that supposed to mean, Todd?
Your shit has hemorrhoids on it, all right?
You're like old dog shit. It turns white.
Little crunchy white.
All right, we're gonna get in trouble.
I'm gonna report you, Todd. All right, good night. Fuck you, Todd.
Follow us across all the social media bullshits. We're on everyone, last one of those motherfuckers. So please and thank you. And I hope you're enjoying the beginning of the new year. And sooner or later, I'll stop saying that. But until then, happy new year. So, gentlemen, say good night.
Good night.
Don't take drinks from Dan's.